أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling the Quran, we will today look at another awesome ayah of the Quran, very well known as Ayatul Mulk, which is from Surah Al Imran, that's Surah number 3, Ayah 26 and Ayah 27, and it's all about kingdom and ownership. And this is a well-known ayah, again recommended to be recited after every salah. And it starts with an order. Allah says, قُلْ, say, Allahumma malikal mulk. So it starts off by saying, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ, say, O Allah, the sovereign, the master of all the created kingdoms. You see, Malik is owner. Mulk is kingdom. So here there's a combination of owner and kingship. We find in the Quran when Allah quotes du'as or mentions du'as, there are some du'as that he mentions that people have said. For example, we looked in Surah Al-Baqarah at the du'a of Prophet Adam alayhi salam, and we looked at the du'a of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Remember when he finished building the Kaaba, he said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, our Rabb, accept from us. But here we find Allah commanding us to address him like this. He says, address me, call on me by saying, Allahumma malikal mulk, O Allah, the owner and the king of all created kingdoms. And then it says, تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِيُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ, you grant the kingdom to whomsoever you please, and you pull out or you take away the kingdom from whomsoever you please. Look at the word tanzi'u. You know, nazi'at, we have a surah called Surah Al-Nazi'at, and we say, وَالنَّازِعَاتُ الْغَرْقَ, to pull out something from where it was comfortable. For example, the root of a tooth that's pulled out. So he says, وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ, he will take it away from whomsoever he wishes. And here may be appropriate is the sermon given by Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam in the court of Yazid in Sham in Damascus. She said to him, do you imagine, O Yazid, that because you have taken this vast kingdom and have driven us like slaves as prisoners of war, that Allah desires evil for us and honor for you? As a result of your victory, your arrogance has increased. You have become pleased with yourself, and your affairs appear to be smooth. You think now that you have usurped what is our due, and you are safe? But I am patient. Do you forget what Allah says? وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهُمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Let not those who disbelieve think that our granting them respite is good for them. We grant them respite only that they may add to their wrong actions, and they shall have a disgraceful punishment. She quoted Ayah 178 of the surah. It's a classical example of him giving kingdom to whomsoever he wishes and him taking away. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you own nothing. I have complete control. I have overall authority and total microscopic control. And then he says, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, you honor whomsoever you please, and you humiliate or you weaken whomsoever you please. And dhilla is humiliation as a result of weakness. Iz is respect because of authority. So in essence, he's saying, he dignifies with authority whomsoever he pleases, and he humiliates from a lack of authority whomsoever he pleases. And then he makes a statement, بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ, in your hands is all good. All goodness and blessings come from Allah. His rahmah encompasses everyone. And he concludes by saying, إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, surely you have power over all things. And it continues through to Ayah 27, تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ, the night penetrates into the day. أَوْلَجْتُ is to squeeze something, to force something, to stuff something into another. And then he says, وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ,
and the day penetrates into the night. The secret and root of everything lies in its opposite. The Prophet said, تَعْرِفُ الْأَشْيَاءَ بِأَجْدَادِهَا. You will understand something by looking at its opposite. Remember, he's asking us to address him like this. He continues,
وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ.
You bring forth the living from the dead, and you bring forth the dead from the living. There is in reality only one source from which everything comes. But creation appears in pairs and opposites. The human being has one conscience, but two options, right and wrong. He can make his actions live, or he can make his actions die. That which is connected to divinity will live. That which is not will die. And in the crux of this whole ayah,
وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ.
And you give sustenance to whom you please without measure. In its general sense, this is sustenance, rizq is from the outer world. But as soon as a human being has enough food and shelter and clothing, he wants more. The highest sustenance, however, is the knowledge of divinity. And the deprivation of the sustenance is kufr, or covering up the truth, or denial, and associating anything with him, which is shirk.
Imam Ali al-Islam has said, Yabna Adam, O son of Adam, rizq is of two kinds, the rizq which you seek, and the rizq or the sustenance which seeks you. If you do not reach it, it will come to you. So don't impose a year's worry on your one day's worry. Whatever you get every day should be enough for you for that day. If you have a whole year of your life, even then Allah will give you every next day what He has destined as your share. If you don't have a year in your life, then why should you worry for what is not for you? No seeker will reach your sustenance before you, nor will anyone overpower you in the matter of that sustenance. Similarly, what has been destined as your share will not be delayed for you. This is in Nahjul Balagha.
So should you not ask for more? Sayyid Tabatabai in Al-Mizan quotes a hadith from Imam Baqir quoting the Prophet ﷺ when he said, indeed, rizq comes down from the heaven to the earth abundantly, like the number of the raindrops, to every soul according to what has been allotted to it. Yet Allah is gracious, so you should beseech Him for His grace. So to conceptualize this, the greatest of risks, the greatest of sustenance, is the knowledge of Allah. And Imam Ali al-Islam said,
Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu.
He who has understood, who has knowledge of himself, has understood his Rabb. So the ultimate gift is the knowledge of total surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, total submission to become one who reflects divinity in every action. That is in essence possession of the kingdom.
Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are able to control ourselves. In other words, are able to submit to divinity in totality. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.